This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? You trust us? I hope you do. We are a trustworthy group. We are Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. To be trusted is a wonderful thing, and I think you can trust us. Does it sound self-serving if I say we are to be trusted? Did the audience have to figure out we're to be trusted, or do you think?
Well, unless you're not trustworthy, but yeah. You have no proof of that, so.
No proof of being trustable, or?
Yet.
Trustable. Is that a good
trustable.
Word?
Wow.
I like that word. Let's say hi to Mike Smith, who lives in Albany, Oregon, listening to the program today on his, he's got a smartphone, and he's smart because he's listening to us. I think it's the TuneIn Radio that works there. The Justice Department yesterday sued United Airlines for not giving a pilot sick leave. This is just plain stupid on their part, but it just shows you the arrogance and the ignorance of some of these huge corporations. Here's a giant company that could easily have taken care of this, but for whatever the reason, they dug in their heels, and they were just plain wrong. This guy, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Fondre, was in the military. A couple of years ago, he left his job as a pilot for United and went over to Southwest Asia. When he came back, United said, no paychecks for you, pal. And that goes completely against the government policy that military personnel are not to be punished for serving their country. Apparently, it's not an implied rule, so the Justice Department said it's suing United on behalf of Lieutenant Colonel Fondre. And you know, you think about this, it's just bad PR. They're just stupid. Just pay the guy. And then you look like you're supposed to look good PR. I mean, how many people that are in the military will say, screw you, United, I'm not flying with you, especially
because
American.
Well, how many people would have heard about it if they did it right, though?
What? If they had done it right, how many people would have heard that they were taking care of the guy that
they did the right thing? We're only hearing about it because it was the wrong thing.
Right. Well, but I'm not sure what you're saying, Jennifer. You're saying...
You just said how many people would have appreciated if they would have done it right, but who would have known? It's only a big deal because they did it wrong.
I still don't know what your point is. I'm not trying to be... I don't know what you're saying. What are you... Are you saying...
Well, I think... I mean, in public relations or in life, if people do things right, there's never any attention to those people who are doing things right.
Yeah.
We only hear about the ones that are doing things wrong. They're the ones that get the attention. So had United Airlines done this right, we wouldn't have even heard about the story. There wouldn't have been an issue, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. But then, the people in the military wouldn't have avoided flying on United, which is what they'll do now, especially
maybe
since American touts their connection to the military. Most of their pilots are ex-military, and much of their management is. Anyway, go ahead.
And maybe the answer is then what they're doing is to try to create positive stories, you know, instead of just making these screw-ups that we talk about.
Who's trying to create positive stories?
No, you're saying,
am I living in an alternate universe with me here?
What you're saying doesn't, I'm not following. United Airlines said, we're not going to pay this guy, and now the Justice Department
said,
we're going to sue you.
Right, okay. I understand all that. And you were saying, well, what if they had, it would have been a better story to tell. I'm contesting that by saying when people do things right, we don't talk about it. We only talk about it when it's the bad story.
Well, but the side of it
wrong.
Is United would promote the fact, they, like American does,
that's
we
what
take
they should
care
be
of
doing.
Our military.
Right. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
They're not smart enough to do that.
if there was positive reinforcement there.
Neither. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Shut up now. It wasn't really a long and winding road. It was pretty A to B. She was, pretty succinct.
Okay, so you got it, Victoria?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is this taking a shot? Okay. So Jennifer and Victoria taking a shot at the boss.
Well,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I felt like I was speaking a foreign language.
I didn't follow the way, I don't have to have a clear mind every day.
All right, I'll just be over here. You go ahead.
My deal is, all right. Now, I want you to tell us about the fellow who was arrested, Damon Pashuk, in California for starting those wildfires that have destroyed 175 homes.
Wow.
And what town is this in? What's near
this is
Northern
a place
California.
Called Clear Lake in California. It's north of San Francisco by like 180 miles. But this guy that got arrested was 40 years old. He was arrested on 17 counts of arson and is put in jail. And it looks like they suspect that he set numerous fires in Lake County over the past year. So this guy's going to be in big trouble. We have the same thing happen in my neighborhood with this big station fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that the big fire that was near my house about 5 or 6 years ago, again, it was one of those fire bugs who just like to watch things burn. I mean, absolutely insane.
Right. So what do you do with people like that? You put them in jail or you put them in an insane asylum? Or do we even have insane asylums anymore?
Yeah, there aren't any places to put them, so they go to jail.
And what does that do for them? Nothing. This country is a
well,
mess.
That's certainly, yeah. I mean, it keeps them from burning things, but that's a mental disorder. I mean, that's...
All right. Speaking of mental disorders, there are a lot of people who are out and about today focused on the global warming thing. I'm waiting for this to become an issue in the campaign as if it were the most important things going. It is important, to be sure. There is a report out today. The ice caps in South America are dying from rising temperatures. The water supplies in these communities is not unlike what's going on in California, Jennifer. That's kind of why I'm bringing it up, because California gets much of its water from the melting snow and ice in the Rocky Mountains and some of the other mountains that are closer in, right? You go out to Big Bear and places like that. Isn't that where a lot of the water for the L.A. system comes from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the fact that the temperatures are getting warmer, once again, there is today a report on how the temperatures are going up. We had the warmest July on record. Well, then we had the warmest June on record, the warmest year on record. But the records only go back to 1884. So, yes, are things getting warmer now than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago? Yeah. But is it the end of the world? No. But what do we have to... We have all of this technology and all these smart people. So what are they doing to change the way we do business? Why is it that we're having such a hard time getting desalinization plants put in so that we can use the water recycle? It's not like you're going to take water out of the ocean and the ocean is going to dry up. That's not how it works.
Right. You're not going to drain the ocean.
No. So why don't we have desalinization plants?
Because there's more money in blaming people for global warming. I mean, that's the two sides of the global warming argument. People understand that it's getting a degree or two higher as we progress in our history. But the question is, do we blame humans or do we just blame weather patterns?
We blame anybody? Why don't we fix the problem? Why do we have to look for blame? Just fix
it.
That's
people
exactly love to be right, though.
Well, I was right a few minutes ago, and you didn't want to hear that I was right.
I won't even ask.
I don't even know.
Don't ask, don't tell. 15 past the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
17 half of the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and the this is, as long as we have California here and Jennifer here, there's another item of interest. Lawmakers, they're trying to scrap daylight savings time, like those of you in Arizona that never change your clocks. So, well, how far is this something that really has some momentum behind it, Jen?
Finally, yeah. I mean, for a while, they've been talking about it for maybe a year or two, but it seems like there's actually really now a concerted effort to get it done. I'm so with you. I'm so with the people on this movement, Doug and Victoria and Kara, because think about it. The day after we switch clocks is the day where the most people die every single year. You've got car accidents. Yep. You have people dropping dead from heart attacks. I mean, why do this to ourselves? I mean, I understand their need for it at the, you know, when it first happened. It was supposed to benefit farmers. But now with technology, how much of that is really happening anymore? I mean, I don't think it makes a lot of sense. I would love to just stay at one place. I wish everybody would do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay.
What's the benefit, though? I mean, obviously, it's benefiting somebody. That's why it's still in existence.
It was for farmers at first, and now it just always has been. So now you've got to change it back, and that's hard.
Is it just a thing like we gave up on the metric system and then that was it? We never decided to go back?
Yeah. To a point. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know anything about metric. I never learned anything. Karam definitely didn't learn metric.
Based on the 10. Based on tens.
Everything I don't even know what that means.
What? It's 10. It's a decimal. It's either, it's some, the whole metric system is based on derivatives of 10. And that's all, instead of like we have a foot.
Yeah, instead of random numbers like 12.
Right. Yeah, 36 inches, that kind of thing.
Okay, now it's my turn to not have a clue what you're saying.
Okay, so are you very Russian again?
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk for a moment about the winners from the Olympics. The athletes you ought to know about today, Sean, is it Sean A or Sean E. Miller? Kara, she's the Bahamian.
We go
runner.
To Kara, our Olympic
this
correspondent.
Well, Allison Felix was supposed to
Shawnee
win.
I don't know if it's Shawnee or Shauna. Just pick one and go with it.
Uh-huh. She is the most decorated female track athlete in Olympic history. She got a silver medal yesterday. Does very, very well. Let's see here. Lorenzo is the horse that danced to Smooth by Carlos Santana during the equestrian competition yesterday.
Equestrian is so weird to me because I was under the impression that they would be, you know, jumping fences and stuff like that, but they're just kind of like dancing. Show horses, aren't they, or yeah. Dancing?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of equestrian events. They just aren't really aired on NBC much.
Lorenzo.
There is the jumping, and then there's a lot of other events.
Lorenzo has his own page in the Olympics. He loves 90s music and long walks on the beach.
Yeah, we get along.
I dated him once.
Very nice. And then there's Sarah Robles, She won the first weightlifting medal since 2000 by an American. See, the Russian's not there. She's quite an accomplished... somebody quipped, "You won't need any help when she's around opening the pickle jar." So there you go. Congratulations to Ms. Robles, 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, here we are at 23 past the hour. Time for some good music from Justin Timberlake. He's had a pretty interesting weekend. We'll talk about that after we establish how good his music is. I just like the feel that I get from listening to him, frankly.
I like this.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah. All right, crank it up then. Yeah, make everybody happy.
Justin is one of those music machines, and he just knows how to create hits.
Yeah. He's a hit machine.
Yeah, he's sort of like Taylor Swift, where she does create a lot of hits. She knows the formula.
Yeah, so she does. All right, so Justin Timberlake in the news has a couple of things he did over the weekend. He was here in New England, and he made a couple happy. He just stopped by a wedding. He took the song Can't Stop This Feeling, feeling good, 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 creeping up on you to a whole new level. He walked by a wedding, newlywed couple, Chelsea Gaudet and Ryan Parks, were mid-wedding photo shoot at a country club where he'd been playing golf. He was in New Hampshire. He went to I heard a story on one of the news stations over the weekend. He and Jessica Biel went to a diner to have lunch before they went out and played golf here. And people say, oh, he was just a regular guy, and she's so sweet. Like, hello? Why is that so? Expecting all of them to be jerks like Justin Bieber? Justin Timberlake has a great reputation for being a good, solid guy. So he was walking by this couple. Father of the bride saw Justin. He convinced him to stop in for a quick photo with the bride and groom, and he did that. He said, I have another wedding I actually have to make, because that's why he was there. He was there to play golf, go to a wedding, and just visit. But he said, congratulations, and that was kind of a sweet thing. People should be doing more of that stuff, right? I mean, I think that's what it really is, what celebrity is all about, frankly.
Well, I mean, right. Without fans, he wouldn't be anywhere.
Nothing, exactly.
So people it's nice that he appreciates them.
Yeah, it is very, very smart, very smart on his part. Okay, let's see here. Drake is a fan, apparently, of a country star. This is an interesting story. Tell us about Drake.
Drake is the guy that got stabbed.
What, on Degrassi? Oh, sorry. No, he got shot on Degrassi.
No, he was... Chris Brown threatened him with a broken beer bottle, and then he went away.
It
was
he get chipped in a nightclub.
Yeah. No, they were fighting over Rihanna.
Drake's a rapper, but he's from Canada, which is probably why he's a big fan of Shania Twain. And he was on, I don't know, a teen soap opera. What would you guys call Degrassi?
Exactly.
Teen soap opera.
Yeah. Yeah. In Canada.
It was like Dawson's Creek in Canada.
And so
but he's blown up as a rapper and singer ever since. Right. So that's really what he's known for now.
So he was performing in Nashville on Sunday night, and he invited Shania Twain up on the stage with him. Well, whether that was it on the stage or backstage.
Backstage. Yep.
So.
But he talked about her on stage a lot. He's got a crush.
He said, I grew up a fan, told the audience, this is something called a Summer 16 Tour. I wanted to say that, like, Shania Twain came to my show tonight. You know what I'm saying, Nashville? So this next set right here I'm doing for Shania. This is my love set for Shania right here.
Wow.
So there's a picture of the two of them together backstage. So what does this guy look like?
He's cute. Yeah, he's good looking. Young guy.
How old? Much older is she than he?
Oh, 30 years probably.
Really?
Easy. Yeah. How maybe 20 something. She's 50.
All right. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I recently got an email from a listener. She said, Warren, you know, we benefited from using our family physician for all of our health needs. Is it also beneficial to find a veterinarian you like and stay with that vet? Yes, the answer is yes. Think about this. Your vet starts out with your dog or cat, and if there's any changes, he has the complete medical history so he can determine what the next step should be. But don't be afraid to ask your veterinarian to get a second opinion. No one's omnipotent. If you notice you're going to your vet for a skin problem, for example, and it's really not getting better, ask your vet to refer you to a veterinary dermatologist. A lot of pet guardians are not aware that there are now just as many specialists in the veterinary field as the human field. So stick with your veterinarian, make sure your personality matches, make sure your dog likes him and he likes your dog, but more importantly, establish a good relationship, but don't be afraid to ask for that second opinion. It might be exactly what your pet needs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase of lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase of lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Best friends are here. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air with our perspectives on things like the good news for those of you who are in the stock market. I started talking about this yesterday, but today it deserves a little extra push because of the record levels, the record highs that were hit yesterday by stocks. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up almost 60 points, and Standard & Poor's Index, the 500 index, was up at an all-time high. NASDAQ Composite Index also hit new all-time high. The S&P gained 610 on the day. And this is something, I mean, the numbers aren't as important unless you're really a serious investor. I don't think they are. What I think it does is set a good tone. excuse me. As much as you hear a lot of people grousing about the markets and Brexit is going to be off. It isn't. None of this stuff. We have such a strong economy. And what really offends me, the two things that really offend me today are, in general, the news media usually is offensive, but when they take something and twist it and turn it around, the New York Times is superb at doing this, whether it's politicians that they don't like or things, even in the sports world. You know, Alex Rodriguez was a jerk. But you know what? He still brought a lot of people into Yankee Stadium, and he made the Steinbrenner family a lot of money. And so why always, I mean, it's okay to point out his shortcomings, but the guy did a lot of good for baseball and a lot of good for New York baseball. So why always the story has to be, well, he was a steroid user, and yeah, he was. And he was a cheater, I guess that some of the time he was a cheater, but was he a cheater all the time? It's just, we take delight. Look at the stuff you see on Twitter and Facebook about this Gabby, what's her last name?
Gabby Douglas.
Yeah. I mean, come on. So she didn't put her hand over her heart. She won gold medals for America. Maybe she didn't know or she didn't want. Why not give her the benefit of the doubt? We're just so critical. Look in the mirror. The old expression, he who lives in glass houses should not throw rocks, is probably something for us to remember. All right, so that's, and I look at the performances of American companies on the various markets, and I look at the price of oil, for example, the price about $45 a barrel, the price of gasoline, I'm seeing it $1.95, $1.99 around where I am again. Jennifer, what is in California this week?
Oh gosh, about it's just for about $2.99, $3. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's always a dollar higher there than everywhere else.
Always. But still, and you know, now they've added in all these extra taxes, so what would have been a dollar higher is now a little more than a dollar higher.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Anyway, the risks to our economy falling apart. This is not, by the way, about leadership. The politicians love to take credit for all of this stuff. And the only thing that they deserve, now here is something that's negative, the only thing they deserve credit for is screwing things up. And some of the bills that they pass, the way they look at and interfere in businesses, I know farming and broadcasting best. And I know that the FCC is messing up signals on stations to a fairly well by not doing anything. And, you know, as far as farmers are concerned, there are all kinds of regulations and rules that are being put into effect that are nonsense. And so we it's like we're trying to tear ourselves apart. But yet, even in light of that, even in face of that, we have great economic news. Or if it isn't great, it's certainly very good. So think about that today. Instead of all of the stuff that you're going to see about how bad this thing is and how bad that thing is and isn't. Although this is bad. Taxing the Olympic winnings. Different from earnings. Let me differentiate between winnings and earnings. Winnings are the gold, excuse me, the silver, the bronze. These people have to pay. If you have a gold medal, it's valued at, or they get the $25,000 bonus from the Olympic Committee. And so we charge the athletes $9,900 for the pleasure of going to serve us and represent us. We as a country screw them. That's how it works. The tax system charges $9,900 for every gold. How much is Michael Phelps going to have to pay? $55,000. Thank you very much for winning all of these gold medals. And here, pay us $55,000. This is not about his earnings. He ought to be taxed for what he will earn. He's made millions of dollars endorsing things, and he's paying his taxes. But to tax him and some of these kids, that don't have two cents to run together. This is just...
Don't you think they have a way to... They probably have someone who helps them.
But why should we charge them in the first place?
Oh, I agree with you.
Somebody helps them, they don't help them.
They must have somebody who goes, look, set this up as a corporation. You won't have any earnings, blah, blah, blah. You know, something like that.
But it's still that they have to go to that.
It's ridiculous that all of us have to find loopholes to afford paying taxes.
Do they do this to athletes in other countries? Do they also get taxed?
I don't know.
Is this just a lovely American thing?
I don't know. Let's do some research and find out. That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. I'm going to take shots at other countries. I'm just taking shots at us.
Right.
For a lot.
I'm just curious by comparison if other countries see this as an opportunity to make more money.
Yeah. I think that it's a... I just think that it's something that we ought to be aware of. That's all. The discussion is to make you aware, and then you make up your own mind. And you can comment on Facebook at Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. What'd you say we had comments on?
I actually posed this question that we were talking about Olympic athletes getting taxed on their wins and even their medals. Should the tax laws be changed? Greg Donahue says, I don't think the medals should be taxed. I'd support an income exemption up to a certain level as
well. It is an income. This is just winnings. There's a difference between the income. I want to stress that. Earned income ought to be taxed. This is not. This is a winning, this is a prize for doing well in the name of your country in whatever your sport is. Winnings versus earnings. Two different things. I'm sorry. So what else did you...
Okay. Glenda Coleman says, yes, we should change the laws. It's so wrong. Sterling Kempner says, no, we need to stop picking winners and losers with the tax code. Change it for all taxpayers or not at all.
I don't think he understands the issue, do you? There's a difference between, again, that's why I understand
earnings and
winnings.
Yeah. Now, we also have another comment. Jay Martin says, let them be exempted from tax like our military.
The military, the suggestion has been made and seconded by those of us here that those who are in the service ought not to have to pay federal income taxes.
Now, Greg Donahue, again, clarified something for us. When military people or personnel are deployed, their income is exempt. And many states also exempt military income from state income taxes.
If they're in the theater of war.
Right. When not deployed, military personnel pay taxes like every other American.
Do you think that's a good thing? Is that okay with you?
I think that's okay.
It's okay.
When they're not deployed, yes, because they usually have other employment, right?
Well, no, they may be doing a desk job instead of being, I think there's the fine line here.
The
splitting of hairs is, are you in the theater of war and is your life on the line? Are you putting your life on the line?
I think it's an important distinction. But, the sad thing is when you have people that are still involved with the fight, like is going on right now with the Islamic State, Congress hasn't called this a war yet. They haven't given the order for war, the declaration of war. So then are the people who are deployed right now considered not putting their lives at risk? I mean, because I think there are. I mean, I would say if you're over in some foreign land where Americans have targets on their backs, you should still probably be given that exemption. But I wonder if it's a loophole if Congress hasn't issued that declaration.
Yeah, that's a good question and a question that we do not have an answer for. 43 past the hour. Television news up next here.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents... Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Christian Faith Publishing.
The stirring conversation continues here. Here's the thought for the day. Everybody ready?
Ready.
If you don't do a lot of stupid things when you're young, you won't have things to talk about when you're old.
Well, that's true.
It makes for a very boring adult at cocktail parties.
What, if you don't do stupid things when you're
young? Yeah, you have good stories to tell.
Yeah. All right, speaking of stories to tell, in the television news column today, Comedy Central has canceled the nightly show. Now all they have to do is cancel the daily show because that's a waste of time as well, and they'll be all set. What do they do at Comedy Central now? I don't even pay any attention since Jon Stewart's not there anymore. What is there there that has value? Seriously.
People, well, okay, in all seriousness, people on, you know, social media-wise and ratings-wise, people love Samantha Bee. I don't watch it, but
what's
people seem
about?
To love her. She started, I think, from The Daily Show and spun off into her own type of show. I guess it's more like a Colbert Report kind of thing, like a female version of that.
Really? And is it, okay, so... We don't. She's not like what's her face that used to be on at night. What was the woman's name?
Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea. Yeah, she's not like her.
I would think she's more new. She's kind of snarky, I guess, in the same way, right. But she's more focused on news. I would say Chelsea Handler is more pop culture type stuff.
Got it. All right, the story from the Star Trek headquarters. Trekkies celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first Star Trek television series by traveling to northern Illinois to find a new corn maze designed to honor Star Trek.
That's cool.
Spring Grove, Illinois, at Richardson's Farm. The corn maze there has been named among the largest in the world, designed for use... The Star Trek design was used. It's a 33-acre maze, 11 miles of trails that were cut into a cornfield to recreate the likenesses of Shatner and
Nimoy. I imagine him in the corn.
Yeah, I can imagine. If they were smart, they'd call him and say, hey, come and see this. I think that would make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, I once played in a cornfield with Shatner. He went to a paintball tournament for charity in Joliet, Illinois, which...
Really? Where we heard on WJOL?
Yeah, in a cornfield.
Yeah. The maze opened to the public from September 3rd to October 30th. $16 for adults, $13 for children. This is in Spring Grove, Illinois, at Richardson's Farm. Be a good person to...
Very creative, right?
All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
Well, if you want a break from the Olympics, a couple of things for you. Of course, the Olympic Games are on. But if you want to enjoy Rio, sans Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky, you can go to Andrew Zimmerman's Driven by Food. He goes to the Rio Olympics. NBC will be airing track and field, beach volleyball, women's gymnastics, of course. But you can see the city of Rio itself by following Andrew Zimmerman as he takes you on a culinary adventure around the area. He has a cab driver take him on a tour of the best places to eat in Rio. That's on the Travel Channel at 9 o'clock. And then Lucifer, another new episode of that show. It seems to be pretty pretty popular, and it's coming back to Fox for another season. That's at 9 o'clock. And Mark Cuban has his network, AXS. AXS.
Yeah, that's his,
That's his. There's a movie tonight. The people that did Sharknado have now given Mark Cuban its first made-for-TV movie. It's called Elvis Lives.
Yeah, looks cool, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Half the hour now. Time for our visit from Amy Newmark, who is the editor, the author of some of the items that you see in the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, but she's the editor and publisher. These are actually hundreds now. We have hundreds of these books that are inspirational. And in a moment, we're going to talk about how to get yourself in shape. Actually, I'm thinking about a new program for myself, so it'll be interesting to bounce that off of Amy. Maybe she's getting fit herself. Not that she isn't. Actually, it's one of these interesting things. I have all these people on my radio program. I wouldn't know Amy Newmark if I fell over on the main street of New York.
You might.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what she looks like. But we're going to talk about what she looks like and what you look like in a moment here.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
56 past the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen with Amy Newmark, the author, editor-in-chief, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can listen to her podcast at DougSteffen.com, at Apple, on the Apple app. I just love that, the Apple app, Apple.com, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, all of our CRN. We have all of these places you can go to listen to this. Chickensoup.com is the website. All right, so Amy, what kind of shape are you in? That's probably not a good question to ask a lady. But are you?
No, you can ask me. I'm in decent shape. I went to Maine last weekend and climbed a mountain each day.
Yeah.
So I get my exercise. But, of course, I'd like to lose 5 pounds, wouldn't everybody?
Well, is it about losing weight? Is there other? I think a lot of people are motivated by losing weight, but that doesn't make you healthy.
No, being fit isn't.
We're not talking about losing weight. We're talking about what you do with your musculature, right?
We're talking about moving your body, and our philosophy in all of our books about wellness is just move your body the way that you like. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do some exercise that someone else is recommending. Do what you want, but. I wanted to talk about this guy, Douglas, who was 46 years old and got turned down for life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he wouldn't go to a gym and stick to it. So he just started taking the stairs to his office every morning. He had to go up 3 flights of stairs. And this guy has motivated me. And every time I get to my office, I look at that elevator and then I open the door and I take 3 flights of stairs to my office.
I never take an elevator. If there are stairs, my lawyer's office is on the 4th floor. I run up those stairs. Meredith had an apartment in Boston on the 5th floor. Run up those stairs. Walking, running, doing those things can be great for your legs, for your heart, for your all of your thoracic area, because it gets you to breathe heavier, and that's what you need. Getting more oxygen into your body.
We look at our, sometimes people say, well, I'm me and then there's his body, but we are one integrated whole.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you move your body, when you take those stairs, you kind of reintegrate with your body.
Yep.
And I think just keeping your body moving is what keeps your brain moving.
Yep, get the blood into your brain. It kind of sounds like an ad for my Super Beats product, but in essence, it is what it's all about, getting the blood around to all parts of your body, and you do that when you move your body. This story is from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Shaping the New You. Again, you can find out more about Amy and these series at chickensoup.com, and you can hear the podcast of our conversations at DougSteffen.com, also at chickensoup.com and tunein.com. I think this is a great way to be quickly inspired, and so I thank you for that inspiration, Amy Newmark. It's Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.